This is that podcast right before Ramadan, the weekend before Ramadan. So many things to talk about, but the biggest thing is the best way to ditch bad habits and welcome Ramadan in the best way. In this podcast, you're going to know exactly that, so you're ready regardless of if you've prepped or not. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. It is an amazing, amazing time of year. I'm like grinning, you know, just cheek to cheek. It is the weekend before Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, let us live to see Ramadan. Yes, it's right there, but it's not promised to us, to anyone. And many people, many have passed in the past couple of weeks. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah for all things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you ease if you've lost a loved one. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to live to see Ramadan and to leave it better than you entered it. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. So today's podcast is a pretty huge one. If you don't know me already, Mindful Muslima, kind of a big sister, Khala, helping women go from surviving to thriving and become women of impact. And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about Ramadan. Now, many of us have had whatever kind of year, right? And we look to Ramadan for this time to just be that time of change for ourselves, that time for us to be like, now things are going to get better. Now I'm going to be better. But it can be hard if you've developed all these bad habits this whole time. And it can be hard if you're not quite sure where to start because you feel a bit like all over the place. It's so funny, you know, I've been up for hours, but I still have this voice. I don't know, when I wake up in the morning, I have this voice for hours. I don't know, sometimes. Anyway, I probably need a good hot cup of tea at this point. But the funny thing is I had this sister the other day. We were talking on the phone and I was talking to her very, very early in the morning because I wake up, I do some stuff and then I take some calls and whatnot. And she's like, oh, Mindful Muslima, I hear you have your morning voice like on the podcast. And I'm like, subhanAllah. She's like, yeah, you know that morning voice that you always talk about? Yeah. And I'm like, you know about my morning voice? She's like, yeah, I listen to all your podcasts. And I'm like, subhanAllah. So alhamdulillah, it's here. It usually ends by the end of the podcast. Apparently, nowadays, I think I have the kind of body if I don't talk. But if I start talking, it just goes away. It's probably within 5 minutes. But anyway, alhamdulillah, what we're going to be talking about today are some things that if you haven't done them already, you are going to want to get those together now. And if you don't have a plan or anything, here's the thing. Let me tell you how it's kind of going to go with this podcast, this Ramadan. First of all, we're ready to be here to hold your hand throughout the entire Ramadan. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, bismillah, we're going to be coming to you with beautiful reminders, beautiful stories of heartfelt stories of inspiration, topics, and tips. And one thing we've also done, which I want you to know, which I feel really excited about, is every year, for a while, I was putting up these same podcasts of like, this is what you do if you're menstruating in Ramadan, because women always want this stuff. This is how to stop listening to music. This is how, because these are all things people want to do, right? And alhamdulillah, they want to know about. And so I put together this year, first of all, a playlist of all of the best ones for Ramadan, all Ramadan related, for inspiration, for help. And in that playlist is one or two or three on bad habits. So I'm going to do a bit of a highlight today, but I want you to also download that playlist now. That way you have for the entire Ramadan, you know, like when you're like having a bad moment and you're like, oh, I want to, you know, not be good today because I'm tired and why do I have to be good? That really happens when people are fasting. They get like antsy and frustrated and moody. You don't have to worry because you've already downloaded the playlist that will set you up for success. And you know what I find is, and that's actually part of my first tip for bad habits and getting rid of them, make good habits easy. So that's my first tip for you, is make good habits easy. So what we don't tend to do is do that, right? Because we're just like, we're not prepped for anything. So we didn't like, so for example, if you find it, I mentioned this in the podcast a long time ago, if you struggle for salah, and then on top of that, like you can't find your prayer outfit and you can't find, you don't have a prayer outfit, so you just got to find hijab, then you got to get a sweater to throw on, then you get like a random pants to throw on in the house if you're not dressed, you know, for salah. It's just like, oh, it's a lot of work, you know. But if you have this one hanger where your prayer outfit always is, you just pull it off and you go. You have your sajadahs folded up in one area and you just pluck one up and you just pray. It's easier And it's much more likely, literally studies show, that if you make good deeds easier, it's going to be easier. So first one is make good deeds easy. Make it easy for you to do good. Don't hurt yourself. The first one is the playlist. That should help you out in times where you need to hear a positive voice throughout Ramadan when you're struggling and fasting and all that fun stuff that we go through. So right in the description, I'm going to put that. I'm also going to make sure I share it on Instagram today. So definitely, you know, you could check it out there if you don't know how to go in the description in here, but it's in there. The next one, number two, is you really, really want to make sure that you sit down with yourself with a pen and paper at some point and you write down the things that you want to stop. Write it down. If it's floating in your head, it will overwhelm you. It will overwhelm you. Okay. So I'm not going to go into a ton of these tips right now. And you might say like, oh, like, why does this? I've talked before on the podcast about friction. This is huge if you can get this concept. When you make good easy and you make bad hard, it is one of the best ways to stop bad habits and replace them with better ones. So we're talking about welcoming Ramadan in the best way. Well, one of the things that Rasulullah SAW, he talks to us about is he talks to us about kind of cleaning house, letting go. One of the first things you want to do when you're trying to become better is you want to like make tawbah, right? And when you make tawbah, it's saying sorry to Allah and then committing to never doing it again. Well, what we often don't do is the next step. Well, am I never going to do it again? Well, I have to get rid of the thing that's going to make it. For example, if I have all my algorithm on nonsense right now, just a lot of wasting time on social media, that's definitely going to hit on me in Ramadan. It's going to keep pounding me, right? So I'm going to need to like unfollow really quick. I need to make it hard to do bad. Make doing bad difficult. Make doing bad difficult by blocking all those things that are going to come onto your phone. If you're a person who's constantly procrastinating, then you need to get in a space or a place where other people are encouraging you to good. Now, if that is your own family, that's good. And you guys should make a plan and a pact together. If you feel like if you're not married and your parents are not that supportive or they're not that positive and you don't really get along with them, or maybe you do, but everybody's doing their own thing, whatever dynamic you have, maybe you're a revert, you're doing Ramadan alone in your house. Maybe you just don't have a circle of people who are practicing that much, or maybe like you feel this year you want to do good, but you don't have anyone around you. I'm going to tell you a story of a beautiful sister I recently spoke to from Scotland. Shout out to that sister. I'm not going to tell her. She called me up and I was really, really impressed with her. And the truth is that she has a family that is not that practicing. And alhamdulillah, what she's been realizing over the years is she wants to be more practicing, but she's not completely there yet. She's not dressing maybe the way she feels she should. And she is thinking about the fact that she really wants to make that change this Ramadan. She was expressing how hard it was. And when she was talking to me, how she recently joined with us to be with us, like we have like always every year, whatever, like an entire Ramadan program, that she was really, really excited about being in that program. And I was so impressed with her. What I did was I actually bumped her up to our program that she can do coaching with me alongside. I did that for a lot of women. So shout out to the women in the Ramadan Recharge Challenge we just had. A lot of them won, you know, free memberships to be in the 30-day Ramadan program that's starting this Saturday, basically. If you're not in already, like get in. But anyway, so I'm going to start doing coaching with her on Saturday. But the truth is, she came to the realization that she was living in fear and she was letting her fears make decisions for her, not her faith. And she realized what was holding her back is she didn't have a clear path to good next steps, and she didn't realize that it was affecting her this much doing it alone. So what I want to say is when you go to try to motivate yourself, if you are struggling with procrastination, I'm going to be really honest. I can give you a ton of tips on how not to procrastinate. 90% of people will never do them. Maybe 95. Procrastination happens because we're not really ready to change. We just want the effect of the change. Like I want to have a neat house, but I'm not really like motivated to go clean it. Right? How many people are like, poof, could I snap my finger and it's not there? And so subhanAllah, we want these things, but we're not ready. And I was so, so proud of her. And alhamdulillah, it was so clear. She said, I don't want to just do good for myself. I want to do good for the women in my area because there's not that many Islamic things. And I'm thinking of doing this. And she was sharing all her ideas with me. And I was just so impressed with her. And of course, what we want to do at Mindful Muslimah is invest in our women. And so, yeah, we gave her this this particular thing. But I honestly cannot wait to work with her and so many other women, because what women realize after a while, and this is really part of Western society, and I feel really bad that women beat themselves up. A lot of women beat themselves up, like particular sisters that call me up beating themselves up about how bad they are as a Muslim. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. The fact that you are guilty about this, and I think I said it just in a recent podcast, but I really have to reiterate it again. The fact that you feel guilty means your heart is still alive. You know, we have a dead heart, a sick heart, and a healthy heart. We're all striving for a healthy heart. What you should want by the end of Ramadan is a healthy heart. You know, that's what taqwa is. You're purifying yourself. So you're making things easy to do. Put out the sajadah in the good place. You know, make sure you have your prayer outfit. Make sure you have the stuff ready for suhoor so you can have an easy fast out. I don't care, sis, if it's like envelopes of instant oatmeal. I don't care if it's a bag of dates on the side. I don't care if it's some juice you bought from the store ready to go. Do anything to give yourself success. If you find you got to wake up and do a lot of cooking, and that's like, let me tell you what the part of Ramadan I don't enjoy, hands down, is making suhoor. Do I like partaking in the sunnah of eating like the Prophet in the morning? Yep. Do I wish somebody else would make it for me? 100%. I'm the mom, so I have to make it. So whether you're the mom or you're the one who just, you're not married or whatever, and your mom makes it for you, but you just struggle to get up in the morning, or you're living on your own or whatever it is, just put yourself up for success. At least put the prayer things there. At least put the suhoor things there. Make yourself a schedule. Make it easy. Already my husband and I was like, which mosque are we going to? Okay, check. You know, here's our prayer calendar. I brought it home. Check. We're ready, so we're never late for the prayers. Let's set up the clock that tings for, you know, salah. Check. Simple, simple things. Do the ones that are related to the things that you find hard to make it easy for yourself. Make the good easy. Make the bad difficult. Now, what makes the bad difficult is, let me tell you the truth. Social media is now an official disease. It's an actual addiction. Full on. I'm not even going to pretend it's not with you guys. That's why you have to replace that with something else. For example, we know a lot of women need that everyday fix of tick, 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 like talking, talk, talk. So we do, you know, we do like a lot of live events. This year, I probably, my team, they're so amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. Shout out to Fatima, shout out to Sai, shout out to Fasha, shout out to Raha, shout out to Hani, all the ladies who have been building, Henna, oh my gosh, Henna, building everything we needed to have it up for you guys. May Allah increase them all. The reward they're getting is immense. They made 53 live events for sisters. I'm floored with the work that they've all done. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, I just want to say, these are women that came to me through things like this podcast. These are women that we found each other by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, we're able to do good together for the world. And it is the biggest gratitude that I have to Allah that He's now made this my life's work, as opposed to 9-to-5-ing what I did before. I get to wake up and help women live better lives and be closer to Allah every day. It's a complete mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is an honor every day that I take incredibly seriously. And I just want to say there's so many beautiful women inside of Thrive. And I want to say shout out to all them. And I'm wishing all the sisters in there and in the podcast here to know that you have such great potential. And Allah is on your side. And He wants you to do well. But sometimes you just have to take the action. I had this sister the other day. She's inside of Thrive. I'm not going to say her name. And alhamdulillah, she was really, really struggling with relationships. And subhanallah, we were talking about how right before Ramadan, shaitan was playing with her. Has this happened to any of you? Fighting happening in the home. it's usually intense right before Ramadan. Shaitan, he knows that he's about to leave, get chained up. So he just has to ruin it by making you angry, making you not forgive someone, making things whatever. And alhamdulillah, because I've said this for years, as this was said to me by my teacher, just reminder, don't fall, pray to it. Just keep saying, A'udhu billah. Keep reminding the people in your family, he's doing this to us. Let's let it go. For this, Allah's not going to forgive us in Ramadan if we don't forgive others, right? This is really huge. So anyway, alhamdulillah, she was working on that. And I was so proud of her. And I have just seen this particular sister go, I could say her name. Her name is Isabel. She has been such an immense transformation because she has stopped being a procrastinator. That's exactly what she was. And she said, I put myself in a space where I was forced to focus on myself and Allah. And she was shocked how far she could come in herself when she made it a priority. But how many of us won't? The difference between someone doing well and not doing well this Ramadan is them taking action, if I could be completely frank. Like, I could say, hey, make the good easy, make the bad difficult, and then you don't do any of that, or somebody doesn't do it. And I'm not saying my suggestions are, like, immense. I'm just saying anything that you know you should be doing, or sounds about right, I probably should be doing that, from me or anyone else, and then you don't go and do any of it, these are the people. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be very, very real, like you know I am in this podcast. That will really struggle. So I know it's hard for you, and I know you're going through a lot right now. The economy sucks. The morale of our community sucks, but it gets better in Ramadan. So look forward to that, right? Alhamdulillah. But put yourself in a space where it's going to be good. One thing that I know I committed myself to this Ramadan, and I really, really encourage all of you, is to doing some type of setup for giving in Ramadan. Another thing that we're losing out on is the fact that our heart hurts for the ummah, but we don't set anything up for it. I put a link down below where I am. If, like, a lot of you guys always ask me and DM me, what am I doing for Ramadan? Like, you do whatever works for you. But if you're interested, I am doing it with where Launch Good has that 30 days of giving. You click the button, it automatically gives to 30 charities. Hands down, best thing I ever did. Because once I do that, make the good easy. There you go. Just click and it gives. I don't have to worry about my giving all Ramadan. And it diversifies. It gives to charities all over the world. So you don't have to actually sit there and pick 30. It does everything for you. And so alhamdulillah, if you guys think that makes sense for you, I'll put that link below. It is where Launch Good automatically allocates. And it could be like $2. No, so I think the minimal to do it is like $3 a day. But at the end of the day, it is one thing less to do and my ibadah done. So another thing and part of prepping yourself to have the best Ramadan is getting in the good headspace. I want to talk about that last here. Getting a good headspace is critical. I was talking to a sister and she gave me permission to say her name, Hania, just the other day. She was really just her own worst enemy. She kept saying, I can't do it. I can't fast. I'm not ready. I can't read Quran. I'm not good with Arabic, and I can't do this, and I can't. And I was like, girl, of course you can't do it. Look how you're talking. That does not sound like anyone who's going to win, right? I mean, like, just give me a break. Like, the things we say to ourselves, oh my goodness, if we wrote them down, it is horrible to listen to. Nobody would succeed with that talk. What are you saying in your head to yourself that you can't do this Ramadan? You know you got to be saying something. Oh, it's going to be so hard. Oh, my schedule. Oh, my fast. Oh, my gosh, stop saying that. Allah, I have to say to myself too, where is our faith in Allah? Where is our trust in Allah? A'udhu billah. Where are we saying, by Allah, I can do anything? If you cannot say that with certainty, sister, your relationship with Allah is weak. Now, how do you have a strong relationship with Allah? Easy. Spend time with Him. Well, I'm going to spend time with Him this Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Then you're going to be good, right? I'm going to read more Quran. I'm going to just pray a bit more. Even if you did your worst, I bet you'll still do more. Alhamdulillah, you're going to be good. But you have to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and He wants good for you. And so this sister, Hani, was talking about that. And how she's like, oh, I can't. I was like, we need to change your thinking. So I was talking to her about, I know this sounds silly, negative Nancy. Anytime that thought comes in your head, I want you to be like, hey, this is negative Nancy. She needs to leave. Like, identify that part of yourself, the negative part of yourself. Name it. Negative Nancy. You know, what's that Debbie Downer? Like, you want to give it a cheesy name? Give it a cheesy name. Yeah, they're cheesy. Do you think I care? Pick it something to laugh at. Get out. No, we're not doing that today. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Ya Rabbi, you, I can do anything. And switch it up. My son, the other day, he was sitting at the table and he was having a pretty bad day. And I hear him from the other room. He's like, it's okay. I'm going to change my day. I could do it at any time. Because I teach them this all the time. You know, and you feel like as a mom, they never listen. But my husband was like, what are you talking about? Because in my husband's culture, they don't do these things, right? He's like, I can change my day at any time. Allah needs me to be better. And if I was making a mistake, I can change it now. And I'm going to change it. And my husband is like, okay, do it. Okay, good. Okay. My husband, and then my son like went and he did his, you know, his studies better and all this, whatever. My message is the same to you. My child is doing that. You're an adult, right? You can do that. I can do that. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our side. He wants you to succeed this Ramadan. The best way to welcome Ramadan is with an open heart and trust of Allah. He can move mountains for you. Change your negative thinking. Alhamdulillah. We talked about breaking bad habits and welcoming Ramadan. Make the good easy by setting things up, putting yourself in groups of women, in spaces. If you don't have a schedule and you're too tired and you didn't make up a plan for learning, we can help you. It's no problem. I had given away many things in the past 2 weeks. I was giving away like hotcakes on Instagram. Can I be frank? But alhamdulillah, that, you know who snatched those up? The women who really are serious. Alhamdulillah, if you're serious, more than welcome. Okay, I'll put the link below. It's there for you. Or you can go to our website to get in with the sisters. The whole program is there. And if you don't want to celebrate Eid alone, it's there. www.mindful-muslima.com. But the truth is this. If you want to welcome Ramadan in the best way and get rid of bad habits, easy. Make the good easy. I already gave you a playlist. I already made you the whole schedule. I already gave you a Quran downloadable. Oh my gosh, I guess so many of you guys were downloading the Quran downloadable. I did that one there on my Instagram. Any of this, guys, you're confused, you can always DM me on Instagram. My team will help. But I gave you recipe PDFs to download. Let me see. I'm trying my best over here. I gave you, these are all free downloadables. What else did I give you? I give you how to have the Ramadan essentials, right? It has du'as in there and everything, right? So much is there at your disposal, sister. But if you don't take action, if you don't go and press download for the free thing or sign up, you cannot do anything. If you have a plan on your own, good. But I'm telling you, when I did the Ramadan Recharge Challenge, and we were doing the free challenge where all the women were there, like with Aliyah Umrayan, and we had a therapist there, and we had a nutritionist there. And everybody was like, I didn't prep anything. I'm just procrastinating. That was like 80 to 90% of the women. So when I say this stuff, you're like, oh, why is she saying all this stuff? Because I'm telling you right now, I'm talking to all y'all offline, and everybody's saying they're not prepping. I'm crying. Because I'm killing myself to give you things to do them. But I want you to know, Allah wants you to succeed. Don't self-sabotage. Don't be your own worst enemy. You can do it. But you have to make an action. Okay, I left you the playlist. I left you the you can download Havo Ramadan. Please use that for yourself to keep yourself off of social media, music, alhamdulillah. Get better on it, whatever you're struggling with. And please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you this Ramadan. I ask Allah to make it easy for you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring our hearts together and to allow us to be those who are pleasing to Him by the end of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the springboard of our heart. And I look forward to seeing so many of you celebrating Ramadan together. This Saturday, don't forget, for those of you who are with me, I'm doing all of the program. I'm opening up the program and we're starting with the Ramadan Recharge. I cannot wait to be with you. For those of you who just like your first time on the podcast, you're like, what in the world is she talking about? It's really weird because sometimes people here, their first time listeners are like forever listeners, and I never know which. So I'm always just having to say many things. So that's why. But you can catch everything I mentioned on our website, www.mindful-muslimah.com, with the exception of the playlist. That I think is below in the description or on Instagram. I will see you inside for Ramadan. I might do one more podcast before then on Monday. And then after that, we're going to be doing stories, amazing women, everything. Catch us here on the podcast this Ramadan. Cannot wait. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.